Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I know that anyone, rich, poor, famous, or otherwise, can struggle with addiction. So why is it so shocking that there are photos all over today, and it's on the front page of the New York Post, showing comedian Andy Dick basically lifeless on a sidewalk.
I haven't seen that.
Sitting on a step, yeah.
Pajamas after suffering an apparent overdose in Hollywood.
Is he not doing well?
No.
There's
Scott,
video of people going up trying to talk to him.
It's awful.
Yeah.
In photos obtained by TMZ, the controversial comedian, 59, can be seen slouched over on the cement stairs of a building. Mm. His eyes are closed. He's wearing blue plaid pajama pants and a tad jacket. An unidentified man on his knees tried to help the star by holding him up, and then someone screams, "Can get us some Narcan." Basically, someone yells, "Get Narcan." Mm-hmm. They Narcan him, and he reportedly regained consciousness. LA Fire and Police Department then took over. He then refused additional treatment and refused transportation to a hospital for further evaluation. Now, when they say controversial comedian, I had to go back because I forgot.
Yeah, he said something a couple years ago.
He has had several run-ins with the law.
Yeah.
In May of 2022, he was arrested for felony sexual battery. The victim in that case dropped the charges. In January 2023, arrested for public intoxication and failing to register as a sex offender. It's been a lot of arrests that all lead back to addiction issues. It really does. Mm-hmm. And he has said he has tried so many times that rehab centers will hang up when he calls. He goes, "They're not going to give me a bed. Why? They know that I'm trying to, like, basically, I'm going to be dead." He's acknowledged that.
I find that very hard to believe. I find that outrageously hard to believe.
He says, "Without drugs or alcohol, I am depressed, frustrated, angry. Honestly, at one point it stopped being fun when I was crawling around on the floor to find the phone, not able to dial because both my hands were shaking. I would get a hold of a recovery center. They would hang up when they found out it was me. No one wanted to help me." He said, quote, "I am unhelpable.
No.
Why would they bring me in just to have me die in their bed?"
The only reason that I can imagine that a rehabilitation facility would hang up on him is if he has a reputation as being a very disruptive presence in the rehab. They are not
in the business of turning the worst of the worst away. And I say that, like, there's a better word to say it, but he says they don't think I can be helped. I don't even think I can be helped.
Let me assure you, an addict of anything, whether it's drugs or alcohol, whatever, is always going to try to help a fellow addict.
Yeah.
Okay. When I went to rehab, I'm not going to name the facility, but it's in South Kansas City. You can figure it out on your own. There was not a single person, not one person who worked there that wasn't a recovering alcoholic. Not one.
Yeah.
They're in the business of helping you. It's part of the creed.
But does it also show how, Scott, hard it is to get help that sticks?
If you're a jerk, yes.
Not only if that, Scott, but like he is in, out, in, out, in, out. And he also has all of the resources that most people don't have. Now, I don't think he's a billionaire. He was a B or C tier level comedian. Would you not say, like,
probably C
on like the Hollywood squares?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's not Jerry Seinfeld, but he's not without resources.
He might end up on Celebrity Family Feud.
Yes, 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 yes.
I don't really buy it that he has tried and they hung up on him because especially with all of these high-end ones that like fly you out and do equestrian therapy and charge you, I don't know, $100,000 well, like, for the 30-day program
Betty,
or whatever.
Betty Ford would be one of those platinum rehab facilities.
Trust me, they're going to take your $100,000, and no matter how horrible of a person you are, their job is to break you down and bring you back to reality. Mm-hmm. You are paying for that service. They're not going to hang up on you if you're like, okay, I'll give you $100,000.
He refused treatment. I wish the story had ended. He agreed to go seek treatment because
he's not desperate enough.
The next headline is going to be
he's dead.
You know, at the point that he's in his pajamas in Hollywood on a stoop, completely whacked out of his mind
in the middle of the day.
In the middle of the day on drugs is. Yeah. I fear the next headline is he's no longer here.
What movie was he in? I don't even remember.
I don't. Was he in a movie? I don't know.
What TV show was he in? I don't even remember.
I don't want to say he's just a comedian. No, it's very hard to rise to fame in that craft.
He was
news radio from 95 to 99.
Gosh,
that's right.
Yes.
That's right.
The Andy Dick Show from 01 to 02. The
news
movie Hoodwinked.
News radio, by the way.
Brilliant.
Starring Joe Rogan.
Well, and the late Phil Hartman.
Mm-hmm. That was a very... by the way, any of you who remember the TV show News Radio, not even remotely based in reality, but it was still fun to watch.
He has appeared as a contestant on shows like Dancing with the Stars and VH1's Sober House.
Okay.
Well,
he has a ton of credits.
But nothing that I would say, you know, I don't think news radio is still in reruns. So he's, you know, he did well from 95 to 99, right?
Zoolander, Road Trip.
Both still being played on TV.
Get Smart.
He had a 1 year, but that was years ago, Sam. He had a 1 year stint with the Andy Dick Show on MTV. He's made some minor cameo roles in a small number of movies.
Still get paid.
But not enough to keep up. In Hollywood, he's not living in the Hollywood Hills. You know what I mean? Like, it's the most expensive city around.
Inspector Gadget,
yep.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.